it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome, everyone, to the MLB podcast on RJ Bell's Dream Preview. I'm your host, Manav Manji, back in the saddle here for another episode of the MLB podcast. And look, we're going to continue the winning here as we did on the Friday card from last week. We'll recap the picks here in a minute, and we'll get you guys, obviously, through the betting card for the Monday schedule in MLB. Brand new series starting. We'll give you guys a promo code and obviously our best bets as well. But joining me here to help me break everything down on the diamond, I've got my guy here with me. It's Griffin Warner. Griffin, what's going on, my man? How are you doing this Sunday evening?
I'm doing well. So we did, thank you for the emergency pod. We did it Wednesday for Thursday. Took a 2-0. I think it's, I can't even count how many 2-0s we've had so far this season. It's been a great year to start. I went to the Tiger Stadium for the second time this year, or second time ever, but second time this season. And great, beautiful day for baseball. Then stumbled over to the draft afterwards. Didn't see one player get picked, but you know, I guess that's not what the draft is about.
You punched your ticket as far as the participation slip there for the NFL draft, but
I did.
I think, yeah, more importantly, you got out to Comerica Park there to see the Tigers play ball. I'm sure that was a lot of fun, but yeah, I mean, you mentioned another 2-0 pod for us coming off our best bets winning. You had the over in the Padres and the Rockies game. That one fairly was a easy victory there. And I had the Phillies on the run line -1.5 with Zach Wheeler on the mound. And that one got to the window for us as well. So, yeah, like you mentioned there, Griffin, that I've lost track of how many 2-0s we've had. But, you know, hopefully we can continue that going into the month of May. That's going to be starting, obviously, this week on Wednesday. So, yeah, one whole month of baseball in the books for us. But what have you noticed? Anything that's caught your eye this week? I know you said you mentioned you were in Detroit, but anything that caught your eye over the weekend before we get into the games?
I mean, I think to your best bet with the Phillies, I mean, what a great series for them in San Diego, a sweep. I was on them the last 2 days. That was great. Thank you for I don't know why the market doesn't seem to believe in the Phillies after some pretty deep runs the last few seasons, but or maybe they just believe in San Diego more than they should. But happy about that. Also, I think I saw the Rays got swept at the White Sox, so maybe that prediction of mine that the Rays are not going to be anywhere near as good as they've been in the past might come to fruition. But I need to remind myself to stop betting the Rays. Fortunately, I did not in this series, but I did back-to-back days last week, and they lost in hilarious fashion in both of them. So maybe that's just like these little things. I think I try to watch that in other sports that aren't like the 162-game series variety. But just when you see teams lose to bad teams, I think that kind of gets me on the scent that maybe this team is not as strong. And I think a 3-game sweep, even in Chicago, is certainly damning to the Rays' case.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that's really telling that you lose all three games. I mean, I understand if they got two out of the three from the White Sox got two out of three from the Rays, but no, they actually swept them for the entire series there. So yeah, that's something interesting that we'll have to keep an eye on. Like you mentioned, I wasn't really high on this Rays team coming into the season as well. You know, a lot of turnover on their pitching staff, a lot of injuries as well, the whole Wander Franco situation as well. But yeah, again, and also in a division there, Griffin, in the American League East, that, you know, relatively is competitive, right? The Yankees have gotten off to a great start. Orioles, Red Sox, shockingly, have been doing very well as well. So, yeah, really telling for this Rays team. Goes without saying, Griffin, before we do it into the games, the Astros continue to suck here, but we won't get into that too much again. The pitching just continues to be atrocious for the Houston Astros. But they did get Framber Valdez back over the weekend. They had the two-game series against the Rockies in Mexico City there. So they did get both of those games. So hopefully, maybe that kind of jump starts a winning streak here for this Astros team. Griffin, let's get into the games here for the Monday card. I believe it's a 12-game schedule, a lot of intriguing matchups, and we'll kick it off here with a fun one here. AL East battle between the New York Yankees and the Baltimore Orioles. Yankees are starting Clark Schmidt in this game and Grayson Rodriguez on the mound here for the Baltimore Orioles. Orioles are a home favorite here, -135 on the money line, +114 on the money line for the New York Yankees. Total is set at 9 in this game here. Griffin, what do we think about this battle between the Yankees and the Orioles?
It's amazing how far we've come. I mean, the Orioles basically underdogs for most of their season last year, despite winning 107 games. Now I feel like they're not as strong. Yes, they've got a ton of talent, but I still feel like their valuation is at its peak at this point. The New York Yankees, who've done nothing but add incredible players, Juan Soto coming in is just a huge boon to that lineup. I think it's a probably the biggest transaction. I didn't really recognize how important it would have been at the time, but incredible move by the Yankees to get him there. Maybe it wasn't that incredible because there's only so many suitors, but still, Clark Schmidt, good at missing bats, not probably going to be a long outing for him. But I think the difference here is Baltimore's bullpen, I think, is not the dominant open shut case like it has been in the past. The Yankees have some questions in their bullpen as well. It's almost like both these teams have weaker bullpens. So it's almost like it's not really a strength for either compared to last season. But I feel like this was an Orioles underdog situation here last year. So I can't help but want to back the Yankees here, +121 or +114 at DraftKings, I think, as you're reading. And just I feel like there's enough in Clark Schmidt. Grayson Rodriguez got bombed his last start. I expect he bounces back and throws well this time. So that isn't really the greatest scenario, but at the same time, when a pitcher starts to show some cracks, I feel like the Yankees are certainly a lineup that can exploit it, though they haven't been that hot to start this year.
Clark Schmidt has gone off to a great start the season for the New York Yankees. The Yankees have actually won all five of his starts that he has made for this team. And I mean, he's got the run support in those games as well. Grayson Rodriguez, like you mentioned, coming off of the worst start of the season, 7 earned runs he gave up, 4 1/3 innings, 11 hits allowed. He did have 7 strikeouts, if there's any consolation there, but the Angels did get to him early and often as they lost that game. 7-4 did the Orioles. I'm with you. I like the Yankees on the plus price here. I think Clark Schmidt's a little bit undervalued. Maybe the Orioles are a little bit overvalued, like I mentioned, or like you mentioned. And maybe last season, these lines will be completely different because this Orioles team just has a lot of hype coming into the season, rightfully so, right? Because they have one of the more younger, exciting lineups, and they added Corbin Burns as well to that pitching staff. But I do like the plus money price here for the New York Yankees. 6:40 Eastern start. We've got the Washington Nationals. They are in Miami to take on the Marlins here. Jake Irvin gets to start here for the Nationals, and Trevor Rogers is on the mound here for the Miami Marlins. Marlins are a -148 home favorite in this game, +124 on the money line for the Nationals here, Griffin, and 8.5 is the total. What do you think about this matchup between the Nationals and the Marlins?
I mean, Marlins are 6-23, and I have not done a good enough job making money against them. So this is a wraparound series. The Nationals are 3-0 so far, all three road wins, and the Nats are bad. So it's kind of amazing to see Trevor Rogers, who's had some good starts so far this year, but hasn't really been able to finish them off in the quality start variety, or at least seems like he's always leaking oil towards the end. And I'm like, okay, should have taken him out an inning ago, and then things blow up. I feel like that's what happened with the Braves and probably in other starts as well. Jake Irvin's not attractive to me, but ultimately against a weaker Miami lineup that's never really been a strength in a really big ballpark. I mean, maybe Trevor Rogers can stop the Schneid, but man, at near -150, I can't really understand or agree with these prices. So give me the Nationals +124 plus anything at this point. I'm not so concerned about desperation or trying to avoid a four-game wraparound series weekend sweep. I think it's more, I want the team that's playing better and one that somehow mistakenly made the playoffs last year, basically, and they're off to an awful start. It might be all the reversion to the mean hitting at once.
I mean, look, the Marlins have lost all five starts that Trevor Rogers has made this season, and they've been by two or more runs in every single one of those starts. The last four starts that Trevor Rogers has made for this Marlins team, the Marlins have scored a combined three runs in those four starts for Trevor Rogers. And I think that you're getting a great plus money price here for the Washington Nationals. And look, they've been a feisty bunch to start the season. I mean, the record may not reflect that, but I think that this Marlins team, like you mentioned, that's only won six games. I'm not going to lay a minus price, especially like you mentioned, with a close to a minus 150 price here. So give me the Nationals here on the plus money price against the Marlins. 6:40 Eastern start, the St. Louis Cardinals. They are in Detroit to take on the Tigers in this game. Steven Matz gets a start here for the St. Louis Cardinals, and Kenta Maeda gets a start here for the Detroit Tigers. Tigers are a slight home underdog here, minus 105 on the money line for the Tigers and minus 115 for the St. Louis Cardinals. Total is set at 8 in this game here, Griffin. You were just at Comerica Park there. What do you think about the Tigers here with Maeda on the mound?
I think there's yes, there was some money involved with the bachelor party I was on and who had backed the Tigers saying this is the worst team I've ever seen in my life. And I was kind of like, maybe the lineup might be. It's hard because I've been back in Detroit a lot this year, and I feel like having a pretty good run with calling what's going to happen to the Tigers. Kenta Maeda is really hard for me to predict, though. I don't think he's going to pitch well, and I think that puts Detroit in a big bind because I don't think they're going to hit Steven Matz very well. So the options really for me, I'm not really into road favorites. I was hoping that the Cardinals would be an underdog here, probably wishful thinking, but they've had a lot of problems this year hitting as well. Feels like the total's a little high for me at 8.5 right now. I think I'm very interested in the St. Louis side. I think their bullpen is really strong at when you use the good bullpen. And I think it's a good chance that they will be used in this matchup because it should be low scoring. I just don't see Detroit separating. So I think I'm more interested in the Cardinals, but probably more interested in anything until we get a line move. I'll go under 8.5 in that one.
Yeah, Maeda is coming off of the best start of the season for the Tigers. He did face the Tampa Bay Rays in his last start on Tuesday. Five shutout innings, only allowed three hits, five strikeouts. Rather than that, prior to his four starts, it wasn't very good for Kenta Maeda, say the least. Steven Matz, again, same story for him as well. He's given up 12 earned runs over his last two starts to the Oakland A's and the Arizona Diamondbacks combined there. And like you mentioned, are we going to see the offenses break out against these two pitchers, or is it going to be the same slumping offenses that make these guys look like Cy Young candidates in this game? So I think I'm in the camp here with you. I think the under 8.5 would be the look here for me. I do lean to the Cardinals here as well on that minus 115 price. I am not putting my money on Kenta Maeda, despite him coming off the best start of the season against the Tampa Bay Rays. 7:07 Eastern start here, Griffin. We've got the Kansas City Royals. They are in Toronto to take on the Blue Jays. I'm seeing Jonathan Bolin gets a start here for the Kansas City Royals, and Yariel Rodriguez gets a start here for the Blue Jays. Blue Jays are a minus 140 home favorite in this game, plus 120 on the money line for the Kansas City Royals. Total is set at 8.5 in this game here, Griffin. We're thinking about the Royals and the Blue Jays.
Yeah, I'm just not that impressed with Yadier Rodriguez so far. He's not going deep in games. I don't think he's seen the fifth inning yet. And that does stress, even though I've been talking probably loudly and don't mean to outside both sides of my mouth, but I really like the Jays bullpen. It's just hard to cover that many outs. I don't have a book on Bolin. Seems like I don't think I've seen that name before, so I think it's a major league debut. Those are always nerve-wracking and are intimidating. But I think if the Jays are going to be priced this sort of way, I'll be looking at Kansas City the rest of this series. I just feel like, and it was a very interesting thing in a Jays broadcast recently I watched where I think it was like a away broadcast and they brought up the hitting numbers for Toronto. They're like, shouldn't this team be in the top 10? They're like average or below average. And I think people are starting to realize maybe the MLB market's a little slow. I wouldn't say any efficient market is slow to things like that, but I think Toronto gets a lot of credit for name value and their players' father's name value as well. And I just don't think it's really deserved. So I like KC. If I knew Bolin a little bit better, I'd probably take that plus 120.
Yeah, not a lot of data and stats here for Bolin. He did have one start last season, and that was only two innings pitched, but that was against the Tigers. But again, like you mentioned, this will be his season debut for the Kansas City Royals. So not a lot for us to go off of for Boland here. Rodriguez, I mean, it's the fact that he'll get the start here. How long is he going to last is going to be the biggest question, because he hasn't made it past the fourth inning in any of his three starts, and that may be by plan for Rodriguez. He did face his Royals team, in fact, back in his last start. Four innings pitched there, Griffin, six hits, three earned runs he gave up in that game, two walks and two strikeouts. The Blue Jays did go on to lose that game 3-2 here. So I feel like the dogs are barking here on this Monday card here. So I'm with you on the Royals here, +120 on the money line for the Kansas City Royals. 7:40 Eastern start. The hottest team in the MLB, and I say that with sarcasm. The Chicago White Sox, they are hosting the Minnesota Twins. Joe Ryan gets a start here for the Twins, and Garrett Crochet gets a start here for the Chicago White Sox. White Sox, a +140 home underdog in this spot, -166 on the money line for the Minnesota Twins. Total is set at 7.5 in this game here, Griffin. What I think about this AL Central meeting between the Twins and the White Sox.
I mean, I just wish that my co-host Munaf would give a little bit more respect to the Pale Hos. I mean, they probably have the second longest win streak, if not, because I know the Dodgers got ended today. The Phillies, I think, is a little bit longer. But Chicago, they're hot. They're you might even call them white hot. With all that said, Joe Ryan should get through that lineup pretty easily. Feel like he's got a slider now, and he's not just a fastball changeup pitcher, which is a really big deal. I really like him. Minnesota also just were crushing the ball in Anaheim this weekend. That probably is another one of those potential longer win streaks in the White Sox, unfortunately. So we got two hot teams meeting up against each other. Garrett Crochet's got great numbers. At times has great velocity and kind of pitch metric numbers. I'm not sure that he's really a great starting pitcher, though. That still needed to be proven. I think if anything, I'll go under first five in this one, a four, maybe 3.5 here.
Yeah, these two pitchers just matched up against each other. In fact, last Wednesday wasn't a great start for Garrett Crochet. His last three starts, in fact, Griffin, have not been very good. He's allowed at least five earned runs in all. Sorry, in the last three starts, the White Sox have lost four straight starts, and I mean that's telling for a team that hasn't won very many games this season. Joe Ryan, in his last start, did allow three earned runs to the White Sox in his last start. Did strike out eight. Did give up two home runs in that game as well. The four hits he allowed, two of them went over the fence for the White Sox here. I think there's a good bounce back spot here for Joe Ryan as well. And again, if we've seen this in this Twin Series, in fact, last week, that the White Sox actually had a multiple run leads in multiple games, and only for the bullpen to blow it up, as had they have been this season. So I'll take the Twins here on the run line. In fact, you get all nine at bats here. It's some a little bit of plus odds there on Joe Ryan and the Twins here at -1.5, +105 currently over on DraftKings. Another 7:40 Eastern start. The Tampa Bay Rays, they are in Milwaukee to take on the Brewers. Ryan Pepiot gets a start here for the Tampa Bay Rays, and Breece Wilson gets a start here for the Milwaukee Brewers. Brewers, a -118 home favorite, -102 on the money line for the Tampa Bay Rays. Total is set at 8.5 in this game here. Griffin, we're thinking about the Rays and the Brewers.
Yeah, Brewers just had a tough series, but that's what I guess happens when the Yankees come to town. I think Tampa, though, as we've already touched on, just a really, really tough, even worse series. They didn't even win a game, and they're against the White Sox. Tough to go back-to-back series on the road. Bryce Wilson, to me, has never really been able to claim a starting spot, but I feel like as this kind of long relief fill-in type of role, he's pretty good at getting four innings or five innings, maybe max, and then turning it over to a bullpen that I think is very happy the Yankees will be gone, and we'll see some class relief facing a weaker Tampa Bay Rays offense. So give me the home team. I like that -118 right now on the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah, you mentioned it with Wilson. He's been alternating between coming out of the bullpen and making starts for this Brewers team. He did make his make a start last week, in fact, against the Pittsburgh Pirates, 4 1/3 inning in that game. Allowed two earned runs, three hits, three walks he did give up in that game. And he had a start earlier this season against the Padres back on April 17th. 3 2/3 in that game. He only allowed 2 hits, 2 strikeouts, so 1 walk in that game here. So, despite Ryan Pepiot, however you want to pronounce his name, he's coming off of 2 great starts. So I'll say that against the Tigers and the Angels. But prior to that, he had allowed 10 earned runs in 3 starts he made to start the season. Maybe trending in the right direction, but like Griffin mentioned, I think he's spot on that. He said, do you trust his Tampa Bay Rays offense to produce enough runs to get to the window with this team? I'm with Griffin here. I don't think they can. So give me the home team here with Bryce Wilson on the mound here, -118 right now on the money line against the Rays to start this series between these two teams. 9:38 Eastern time start. We'll head to the West Coast. The Philadelphia Phillies, they are in Anaheim to take on the Angels. Christopher Sanchez gets a start here for the Phillies, and it'll be Griffin Canning get the start here for the LA Angels. Angels, a home underdog in this game, +120 on the money line. Phillies, a -142 road favorite here. Total is set at 9 in this game here, Griffin. What do you think about this matchup between the Phillies and the Angels?
So Phillies are super hot, very good to me this weekend, hitting the ball really well. And Griffin Canning, will show I'm not biased by other people named after me because I think I'm older. I don't really believe in what he's doing. His pitch mix, I think, is getting worse and like less intelligent. Just seems like the Angels want him to throw a lot more fastballs, and he doesn't have a very good one. So that is just one of those puzzling things because I don't think organizations are trying to lose, but it's just some of the data that is harnessed by some is differently. And I guess that's what sports or that's how you use data or something like that. But regardless, it doesn't seem to be working for the Angels. Christopher Sanchez was a big kind of high ranking, high rising fantasy name coming into the season. He hasn't really delivered just yet. I'm not sure when that will occur. I think there will be a switch that flips. But until then, I think I expect runs in this matchup, 9 or 8.5 across other sports books out there. I think there's runs in this one. I think always believing runs on the Philly side is certainly reasonable. And I think Christopher Sanchez just hasn't shown that he is able to knife through a lineup just yet.
I have the same sentiments as you do. I think runs, but I think, yeah, like you mentioned, with the Phillies, I would have got a Phillies team total over in this game. You get all 9 at bats with the road team here. And like you mentioned, Griffin Canning has just not been very good, to say the least. Did get his first, or I should say, the Angels got their first victory when he starts a game for the Angels in this last start, in fact, against the Baltimore Orioles. Got a lot of run support in that game, 7 runs that the Angels put up. And I think that was the game where Grayson Rodriguez had started for the Orioles. But for Griffin Canning in that game, 5 innings pitched, 5 hits, 3 earned runs, did give up 2 walks. Walks are a little bit of a concern for Griffin Canning as well. But I think this is a spot where the Phillies can also score runs. And I wouldn't be talked off of taking the run line here with the Phillies as well to open up the series. That's right now at -1.5, +110 for the Philadelphia Phillies. Griffin, a lot of great things happening right now on pregame.com. The NFL draft is in the books. Looking forward to some win totals, some division odds starting to pop up as well for the NFL. We got spring football, NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs still going on, of course. And we are in full swing now in the MLB season. But let our listeners know, what can they take advantage of right now on pregame.com?
Yeah, use the promo code GRAND10, Grand Slam, just no slam. GRAND10, good for $10 off for listeners of this Major League Baseball podcast. Good for 7 days from the podcast release. So you have some days into, I think you might even have till Cinco de Mayo to use it. But don't wait. Go save $10, whether you're looking for some of those NFL win totals or NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs. Of course, it's baseball. I mean, probably baseball related things. If you're listening to the MLB podcast, that probably is a good way to do it as well. My picks are coming out each night. Try to at least make one pick per day. And I think that's what most of the handicappers do at pregame, but check it out. Go throw that in there. Grand 10, good for $10 off for all listeners of this Major League Baseball podcast. And make sure you throw that in there. Save some money because it's good for your livelihood, but also it's good for ours. The more of these promo codes that are entered, The more shows we do, probably simple as that. So thank you for the support as always. We try to get these promo codes out there to make sure that you get some value from listening to us, besides our best bet winners and our incredible start to the season. But thanks all for checking in, and please use that promo code GRAND10, good for $10 off.
There you go, Gab. Make sure you guys use that promo code GRAND10 over on pregame.com. Griffin, let's keep it rolling here. 9:40 Eastern start. We've got the LA Dodgers. They are in the desert to take on the Arizona Diamondbacks. James Paxton getting the start here for the LA Dodgers, and Tommy Henry on the mound here for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Dodgers a -142 road favorite, +120 on the money line for the Diamondbacks. 10 is the total in this game here, Griffin. Books expecting to see some runs here. What do you think about this game between the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks?
Yeah, the books and me. James Paxton walking so many guys like it's going out of style. Tommy Henry really is a triple-A pitcher, I think, that got called up recently due to, I think, Merrill Kelly's injury taking this spot. So I'm just keep it simple, stupid. I'm going over 10 runs. Just not really a believer in either of these pitchers. And Dodgers are guaranteed 9 at-bats.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned it that with James Paxton, he's the amount of walks that he's been giving up. A lot of these teams haven't been able to cash in on the walks that he's been issuing. I mean, 11 walks he's given up over his last two starts, and that's only equated to 4 earned runs. And that was against the Padres and against the Nationals. So I think there's an opportunity, especially in that ballpark, in Chase Field, where singles turn into doubles, sometimes doubles turn into triples. Triples could turn into an inside the park home run. And you mentioned, right, the Dodgers get all 9 at-bats in this game as well against this Arizona Diamondbacks team. And Tommy Henry, I'm not going to regurgitate everything that Griffin just said there, but has not been very good. ERA above 5. Did come off a good start against the St. Louis Cardinals, but I think we'll see more of what we saw early in the season from Tommy Henry against his Dodgers lineup in this first game for this series. Another 9:40 Eastern start here, Griffin. The Atlanta, I want to say the Atlanta Falcons because they've made the most surprising pick in the NFL draft. But the Atlanta Braves, they are in the Northwest to take on the Seattle Mariners. Max Fried gets a start here for the Braves, and it will be Bryce Miller for the Seattle Mariners. Mariners are a +130 home underdog, -155 on the money line for the Braves. Total is set at 7.5 in this game here, Griffin.
Fried coming off a really good start, but it was against the Marlins. So what do we take from that? Now he gets the Mariners, who strike out a million times a game. So that's also interesting. I think my biggest interest here is under 7.5 runs or under 4 first half. I think it's going to be a big test for Bryce Miller, who's added some off-speed pitches to his fastball changeup repertoire. We'll see how that works against Atlanta. It's probably the best way to test if you're actually going to be capable. Maybe that means stay off this one and make sure that it actually is something he can use. But I think Fried is probably going to keep Seattle very quiet. And if Bryce Miller can just be normal or kind of, he's had some great numbers in the past. So I'll go under runs, under 4 runs first half is probably my biggest interest here.
Yeah, Mariners well below league average against left-handed pitching thus far this season. And Max Fried, like you mentioned, coming off an impressive victory, but he's been really good against the Marlins. So not sure how much we can really take away from that. Low for a reason, right? -7.5 on the total here. I look at the full game under in this game. It lead towards the Atlanta Braves in this game here as well. Another 9:40 Eastern start. The Cincinnati Reds, they are in San Diego to take on the Padres. Nick Lodolo gets a start here for the Reds, and Matt Waldron gets a start here for the Padres. -110 on both sides for this game, so books are pretty much putting this at a pick 'em. Total is set at 8 in this game here, Griffin. Reds, Padres, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I don't know. San Diego didn't they won the same amount of games that I did this weekend in their series. Pretty disappointing. Matt Waldron, I'm on record not really believing in him. Nick Lodolo on the other side, great arm, but I feel like is one of those younger phenoms that has yet really to prove himself. But I think he's getting a little respect here. Some books out there actually have the Reds favored as well, rather than the split juice both ways. So I'm tempted by the Cincinnati side, but they still have a lot to prove to me in their lineup. Got a fair amount of respect in Texas this weekend, but I'm looking for Cincinnati to climb to more of an underdog for me to get involved here. I think probably expecting some runs, even in a tough park, would probably be the easiest way for me to go for this one.
Yeah, I think that both these pitchers have started the season pretty well. I know there was one start there for Matt Waldron who got shelled by the Toronto Blue Jays 2 starts ago, allowed 5 earned runs in 4 2/3, but bounced back very nicely against the Colorado Rockies, especially in Coors Field. 6 innings, he only allowed 1 earned run. Did give up 3 walks in that game. Walks are a little bit of a concern for Matt Waldron. He's allowed 10 total walks this season in his 5 starts for the Padres. But Nick Lodolo has actually been really good thus far this season for the Reds here. And he's also got the run support. The total of 17 runs put up in 3 starts by the Cincinnati Reds in those games. So I think the key in this series will be, or at least in this matchup, will be can the Reds take advantage of the walks that Waldron has been given up? And I think they can here. So Padres team total under would be a look for me, and I would go to the Red side here for this matchup for the Reds and the Padres. Next game on the schedule here, the last one on the schedule, another 9:40 Eastern start. The Pittsburgh Pirates, they are in Oakland to take on the A's. They saving the best game for last year, Griffin. Pirates, a -135 road favorite, +114 on the money line for the A's. It'll be Bailey Falter starting for the Pirates, and Joe Boyle gets a start here for the A's. But what do you think about this matchup between the Pirates and the A's?
I mean, this is pretty amazing to see Pittsburgh favored like this on the road. Yes, they are facing the second worst team in Major League Baseball, but it's not, to me, the worst team. And that says something. I feel like if you're not able to play Boyle in Oakland here, I don't know when you can in the series. So that's the decision I'm going to have to make. I'm pretty interested in fading Bailey Falter and being against Pittsburgh, whose lineup I don't think is very good. But then we have a much weaker lineup, and the Pittsburgh bullpen probably evens out Oakland's probably best asset, and that's their bullpen arms at this point. I do think at home, though, I'm interested in the A's, and I think it's too big of a price for Pittsburgh to lay. So give me that +114 on the Oakland Athletics.
Yeah, I saw this matchup and I was curious to see where the books would have this line set up. And I thought maybe -110, -120 max for the Pirates here, but to see it at -135. And I understand Joe Boyle has been bad this season, to say the least, for the Oakland A's here, but definitely not going to be watching this game. Definitely not going to have a lot of money on this game at all. But the one concern you have about Joe Boyle that he has given up at least 4 walks in 3 out of his 5 starts here. So can the Pirates take a can they capitalize on that if he's giving up those walks again? Not sure. So I'd lean here with the A's, but again, won't have money on it. Do lean towards the over. I do think that we can see some runs put up by these two offenses, and especially how bad these pitchers are. More of a fade on how bad these pitchers are with Bailey Falter and Joe Boyle. All right, Griffin, that is the schedule for the Monday card in MLB, brand new series starting, entering the month of May. That'll leave us with one order of business here. That'll be our best bets for the Monday card. Where are you taking us with our best bet for the Monday card?
Going to deep into the desert. I'm gonna go into that Dodgers Arizona NL West battle. Probably some retribution on the mind of the Dodgers if they were eliminated in the was it the NL Championship Series last year to Arizona.
Yep.
Regardless, I think they got swept too, and that was one of the bigger surprises. But playoff baseball, just you shouldn't even be surprised because nothing happens as it should. In this matchup, I think a lot should happen as it should. James Paxton's probably gonna be as bad of a pitcher as he's been for the Dodgers yet. I think Arizona can hit him, and I think the Dodgers could maybe get to 10 runs themselves against or themselves against Tommy Henry. So I'm gonna go over 10 Dodgers at Diamondbacks. 5-5 in the third inning is my goal here.
Yeah, I definitely do see runs in this game here for sure. And like you mentioned, maybe the Dodgers can put up all 10 by themselves. And you see Diamondbacks and June a couple here. But yeah, love this over between these two teams. All right, Griffin, for my best bet, I am going to fade the hottest team in the MLB, the Chicago White Sox, coming off with a sweep. I'll take Joe Ryan and the Twins here on the run line here, -1.5. I get all 9 at bats with the Twins. It's just simply honestly fading Garrett Crochet. We talked about it at volumes how bad he's been this season for this White Sox team, and overall this team has been really bad. Joe Ryan historically has been very good against the White Sox, and like I mentioned just last week, he picked up the victory in 3 innings, gave up three earned runs in six innings, did have eight strikeouts in that game, but is also fading this bullpen as well for the White Sox. They just have not been very good, to say the least. So give me the Twins run line minus 1.5. I see that right now, plus 105 over on DraftKings. All right, that is going to wrap it up for this edition of the MLB podcast on RJ Bell's Dream Preview. Griffin, 2-0. I will have to go back and see how many we have had this season thus far, but I believe we are 11-5, if I'm not mistaken, on our best bets. I think there was one scratch in there, sorry, because I had a pitching matchup that changed when I had the Braves there. So we're actually 10-5. I believe are our best bets there. But anything else you want to mention before we get out of here?
I mean, 67% sounds great to me, no matter which way you split it. But yes, the White Sox, technically the third hottest behind the Phillies, and somehow the Twins have won seven in a row, Phillies at four in a row. So good luck to everyone on their bets, and we'll see you on Thursday. Hopefully Munaf will be extra tan after his vacation.
Oh yeah. The sun is just starting to shine here, and it's been really hot here in Cancun. It's nighttime right now, but I think the sun is going to be blazing tomorrow for sure. Like Griffin mentioned, we'll be back later this week at our usual times. So look out for us then. Till then, good luck with your bets. Hopefully another 2-0 podcast for us, and we'll talk to you guys down the road.